views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, June 3rd, 2014. Number 82 since being in the YNTS studio. Currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. We also replay throughout the weekend W4CY Radio in Florida, K4HD Radio in Hollywood, 24/7 on iHeartRadio. More info on the program and where you could listen, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll free, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. Email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Don't leave it behind. If you're just joining me, welcome to the top of the second hour, Yo Andrew News Talk Show. I don't say the name much. Maybe that's why everyone gets it wrong. Welcome to Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Last time I heard, I'm your host and producer and webmaster and sometimes phone screener and sometimes that guy. I'm Yo Andrew. Howard Ford is my phone screener. Mary Claire, my producer. Moon Summer, voiceover personality. My father spectating as always. Teddy Giordano, and I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. One thing I always say is how much debt the United States owes. We owe a lot of money. You go on Google and you'll see tons of outlets with charts and graphs giving me an outlook on how much money the United States owes. We see the debt ceiling being risen every now and then. And the debt ceiling is how much debt the United States can legally borrow. So we decided we would raise it, borrow more money, hopefully be able to pay it back. One of the countries that has a huge strangle on us is the Asian markets, and that's China. As of right now, we supposedly owe $1.5 million. $1.5 trillion. That's a big difference. But many say we owe a lot more. And then, of course, we create debt here and we create debt there. So how much money do we owe then? We owe a lot. Simple as that. So when you sit down with someone and you ask them, that's what they're going to tell you. Well, China owes us a lot of money. We borrow a lot from China itself. Last week, it came upon me that there actually is a difference. There actually is a scenario that no one's talking about, and that China owes the United States money. It's like for 7 years, your friend comes up to you and says, yeah, I have a better job now. Here's the money I've owed you 7 years ago. The only difference is, because you're a good friend, you would say, no, keep the money. In the United States situation, you might as well take it and add like a ton of interest on it. Make more money. Jonah Bianco, she is the president and founder of the American Bondholders Foundation. It's an organization that seeks to hold the People's Republic of China accountable for its debt obligation to U.S. investors. And this actually goes all the way back to the 20th century. So not just because of the recession, China, supposedly, according to Joanna, has owed us money for a very long time. Now, she was supposed to be joining my program, and We do not see Joanna appearing on my screen, so I assume that she's having some trouble, or maybe we got some time mixed up. But we did send her the information, and we love to speak with her about what she's done and how we could put China accountable. And let's see. We did put the correct time, and maybe something has come up. But it's okay. We will continue on this conversation. Because I love the conversation. I have gone on Google. I've done the O. Andrew research. And I have not seen one mainstream media outlet report on this. Now, I'm not putting any mainstream outlet accountable. I'm assuming that they have not reported on it because they don't know about it. Now, McClatchy, who, by the way, you know, we here enjoy McClatchy's reporting, and we've spoken to a writer from there, and he's been very good to us. They reported on the situation, and they wrote this. The story begins nearly 100 years ago in 1913 when the government of China began issuing bonds to foreign investors and governments for infrastructure work to modernize the country. And the country fell into civil war in 1927. Paying these debts became increasingly difficult, and the government fell into default. Even so, in April 1938, the Nationalist Government of China began to issue U.S. dollar-denominated bonds to finance the war against Japan's brutal invasion. It continues to write, the U.S. government further provided a $500 million credit to China in March 1942, shipping gold there and helping to stabilize the currency. In return, it appears that the U.S. government redeemed some of these dollar-denominated bonds, but China doesn't appear to have repaid this debt either. According to State Department records and the Declaration of the People's Republic of China in 1949 and the decades of political, military, and financial cooperation. While successor governments are usually bound by the debts of the predecessor governments, the new communist government refused to pay any of these claims. The issue lay dormant for decades, just as bilateral relationship did. In 1979, as part of normalizing relations, Washington released government financial claims regarding the expiration of American property and appears to have dropped the matter of the war debt entirely. However, it is one thing for government decision makers to let go of government debt, however questionable that is. So I understand that it's questionable. It happened a long time ago. What we just read, it might be true, it might not be true. Historians always have trouble really coming down and saying what is true and what's not true. Because by the end of the day, history is created and it's put on documents and papers. But then you got many thinkers and many of those like me who create a spin on it or create their opinion on it. And then that goes into a whole conversation and debate. Now, again, it looks like, yeah, it was true. Yeah, we did give China money. We did give China gold. And I would think because it happened such a long time ago, we probably did some forgiveness. Let's forgive them. Not a big deal. It happened a long time ago. Are we doing this again? Are we doing this debt forgiveness again? I don't want to talk about it. How many people want to do debt forgiveness? If you can't pay off your debt, we'll just forget like it never happened. How does that make sense? I gave you products that I'd like you to sell. And in a few months, if you don't sell those products, and don't worry about it. I mean, don't worry about it. If you don't sell those products, your company's going to go out of business. If you're given a ton of money and you don't get that money back, your economy is going to suffer. Oh, yeah, guess what? We've seen it suffer. We've seen it suffer by allowing the rich to come into government and lobby laws that doesn't help the middle class. And we've seen money being given without any in return. But it's okay. It's okay when they bother us. Because everyone thinks that the United States is the richest country in the world. We're not. We just have a lot more money that has a lot more value to it. But doesn't mean we have a lot of it. and a lot to give out, and a lot to give someone to borrow. We don't. Let's face it. We could have a lot of money. We could. But without a balanced budget, without a smart Congress, without a president who can take lead on the economy, believe me, without both parties coming together, without both parties actually having any type of credibility, believe me, I don't see anything coming out of it. Let's go back to China one more time. Today, the Chinese bonds held by U.S. investors may be worth as much as $750 billion, according to my guest, who was supposed to appear, who estimates the value of bonds held by investors worldwide may be $10 trillion, including interest and penalties for default. Bianco, who's done media interviews on this topic, is not happy about China raining on this debt while purchasing American banks and AMC movie theaters. So she's not happy. And I'm not happy either. I'm not happy that they are allowed to come into the United States and being able to buy things out where, well, last time I heard, you still owe us a lot of money and we're not putting any accountability. If China is the economic superpower, if China is supposed to be surpassing us, why can't they pay back the American bondholders and the American people? Why are they ignoring their obligations and buying things like movie theaters and banks on American soil? Why? Is it because of the incompetence of government? Maybe. Is it because Howard Forrest missed a month on my program, even though he had a good reason to? Because his loving parents have made it to Las Vegas. And I have to say, his father would love this conversation. My phone screen's father, we would love this conversation. He would have a field day. Is it because of that reason? It might be. But I don't know. Every week we sit behind this microphone and we're always sitting there and we have no idea. We never have an answer. Why are we letting China get away with this? Why are we allowing them to come out and say that they're the big and the bad and the evilest? If you got all this money, pay us back. Let's even it out. Supposedly we owe you money, right? Supposedly we owe China money because, you know, we keep borrowing money from them because we just have all the money in the world. We owe them money. The United States, yes, our country, yes, we owe money. How much money do we owe? Supposedly, there's all types of answers. But apparently, we owe China $1.28 trillion. That's supposedly. But that's just one. Of course, that's one part of it. We owe money in all types of different ways. We owe money to different countries besides China. We owe money from probably investors. We owe money because we like to spend money, or we like to print out more money. There are all types of ways how we owe money. Yeah, we owe money to countries. We also created debt by, well, technically that's not debt. Technically that's just wasting money. By putting money into projects that don't work, well, then that's debt. Here we go. The bailouts, the stimulus packages, that's debt. Here's money. We'd like you to pay us back. If you pay me back one by one, or if you pay me back by creating jobs, that's more debt. All this is debt. All this is money that we're wasting. And all this is now money that's been sitting, just accumulating for over 100 years. China owes the United States a lot of money, but we forgave them. The same way we're going to forgive college students in 20 years. And to me, that does not make any sense. And if it does, give me a call and enlighten me. And if you do enlighten me, well, then you're reading off of a book that I haven't got my hands on yet.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-YNTS.
9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info.
If I had a $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd...
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
See, if we had money, welcome back to the program. If you're just joining us, we're speaking about how China owes the United States money. Owe us money. It's a new thing now. They owe us money. I can't believe it. I can't believe my ears. If I had $1 million, well, if I had $1 million, first thing I would do is go to my accountant with my parents, and we would figure out a way how we can use our money without actually losing it. But see what I just said? How many people would say that? No one. If you got $1 million, you're going to run onto some magical island, rent it out, and have a party. But see, that's what the United States is doing. If the United States has been given money, if the United States of America got money, has money, they don't sit down and logically figure out what to do with it. They just spend it. They spend it like a bunch of college kids on spring break. But the problem is, those kids are hurting their body. The United States of America is hurting us, the citizens, the taxpayer, the workers, the unions, the companies, the states, everything. That's what they're doing. That's what the United States is doing. They're spending money like a bunch of college students on spring break. Oh, no, they're not. Of course they are. Because we believe that we have money. We don't have money. Well, we do, but we don't have money that we can spend on this, this, and that. If you're walking in a supermarket, and your child is nudging you, I want to buy the bag of cookies, you're going to tell them no. Not just because you want to teach your young kid a lesson, but because, well, this is unnecessary. Why am I going to buy these cookies if my child's not going to eat it? And why should the United States of America be buying things that's not going to help the United States of America prosper and be what it used to be? Simple as that. Now, I want to bring up a story, and this goes right back to my childhood, the 90s. Do you remember the episode of the Rugrats? I don't know, a lot of, probably some of you know, where Chucky's father, he signed up in the newspaper to do the sweepstakes, and he won like $1 million. I really don't know the situation on top of my head. Supposedly, he won like a ton of money, and he ended up becoming super rich. And what happened throughout the episode? He bought the house. He bought the fancy glass statue. Bought all the toys for his son, Chucky. And to spend money here and there. And what happened? He lost everything. He lost everything. Because he invested in his friend's company that fell apart. Now, I know, it's so scary that I know that on the top of my head, considering I watched that episode when I was, what, that was an older episode. So we're talking 2-3 years old, I watched that episode. And then, of course, he's not rich no more. See, that's what the United States of America is doing. They got a lot of money. They have a lot. We've earned the money. We've actually won the money. We obtained the money. We get money in so many ways. We print money. Money grows off of trees and in President Obama's backyard. Yeah. It's probably a tree somewhere with some dollar bills on it. His face, of course, not George Washington's. Joke. Laugh if you like to. That's what the United States of America is doing wrong. They're investing money. They're giving money to people without any acknowledgement of if they'll ever get that money back. And that was the situation with China. Now, of course, the United States of America probably loved it. They probably thought it was a great idea. Back then, when China wasn't the powerhouse superpower they are now, they thought, well, let's put them accountable. We'll give them anything they want. We'll put a ton of interest on it. And years to come, we'll get the money back, or we'll put a strangle on them. It's easy. That sounds pretty good to me. No, of course, that plan failed. That plan failed because we forgave them. Now, who else is doing that? President Obama. What do you mean? Guess who else is going to be owing us money? Ukraine! Treasury Secretary Liu on April 1st, and this is on the treasury.gov website, so this really can't be a lie. Jacob J. Liu, he's the Treasury Secretary of the United States, signed the $1 billion U.S. loan guarantee to Ukraine. And this guarantees, when completed, it will complement the government of Ukraine's International Monetary Fund reform program and underscore the United States' commitment to Ukraine. Now, what is a loan? A loan is money given to someone, but eventually it's going to be paid back with a very high interest. Now, what makes me think that Ukraine is going to pay me back? What makes me think that 50 years from now, we're going to forgive Ukraine? You know what, Ukraine? You don't have to pay us back a cent. Because, you know, China, they haven't paid us back since 1947. China still owes us money from the 20s and then 30s. And they thought the same way. We're going to put a full commitment in China. So let's give them a bunch of money. And then by the end of the day, we'll get more money. It's genius. We're now have economical control over this little country. But now China's so dang big, and we've given China so many things already, and we might as well forgive them. And Ukraine's going to be the same way? I'm not doing the whole argument, if they owe us money, why do we owe them money? No, that argument doesn't work. If they could park in that spot, why can I park in that spot? No, that's not how it works, because what you're doing is you're ignoring rules, and that creates unstability within one circle. If you do the whole, if he doesn't do it, why do I have to do it? Then no one's going to do it, and everyone's going to get hurt by the end of the day. If China owes me money, and I own China money, United States, we both need to sit down and figure out who owes what money, and let's try to create a plan to pay it off. Let's not forget about it. Give it to one political party, say it's a lie. No, we need to hold China accountable. And if we gave money to Ukraine, $1 billion, don't know where the heck that money came from, because we have had a balanced budget since 2009. I don't think President Obama ever actually saw a budget before. Well, Mr. President, it's very easy. It's very simple. You have a sum of money and you break it up into certain groups. And the next year, you do a brand new one. And you see what we don't have to put any money in anymore because it's already making enough money. It's that simple. So we give Ukraine $1 billion, and in about 60 years, we'll forget about it. The same way we did with China. Now, we also give money to foreign aid. We put a lot of money there. In 2011, we've given a lot of money. Afghanistan, Algeria, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Cuba, Ecuador, Egypt, all these countries we give money to. Instead of sitting down and letting China be accountable for the money they owe us, we're giving loans out to countries, and we really don't know if they're ever going to pay that back, but we all know why the United States did it. They did it because they want to have economic strangle in Ukraine. We went to Iraq and Afghanistan so we could have a little bit more land. And we forgave China because we were nice about it. Instead of letting countries accountable to owe us money, who break our laws, who hurt us, what do? We give them money. We join them. If you can't beat them, join them. That's the saying. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. We have a problem. And the problem is we need to find out that there is a problem. How many times am I going to go on this program and scream and yell about money problems? We need to figure out what to do. Before we go into any issue, we need to figure out how to fix the occurring problem. We need a budget. We need to find out where my money's going. how my money's being used, and how my money is affecting people around me. That's what we need to do. And if we can't do that, we can't pass any law. We can't pass any legislation. We can't have a conversation until we do those things. If China does owe us money, if you believe that China doesn't owe us money, that that's just all a big story, well, we need to figure out if it's true. If you do believe in the story, you believe in what history has told us, we need to put China accountable. And when I spoke with Jonah Bianco, who was supposed to be my guest this hour, she did tell me that the president has put very strict pressure, strict laws on China for the first time. And I do give the president that. But the problem is, if President Obama ever obtains all that money, great. Where's that money going to go to? Probably go to a beautiful McDonald's. That's exactly where it's going to go. Why? Because we have a bigger problem. And that McDonald's has put themselves in government. Well, last time I heard, they were supposed to be selling cheeseburgers.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
I'm laughing because I just saw this funny picture. I'm still in the laugh because it's so funny. Too funny. You guys wouldn't understand. No, I don't know. Unless you're a wrestling fan, you might. So we were talking about money being owed. I'm done. Done with that conversation until next year. I'll keep saying it and it's going over people's heads, and then when it affects them individually, oh my God, where's my money? Yeah, now you wonder where your money is. It's already across seas by now. No more. You know, it's so funny. My birthday, My birthday's coming. What are we? 17. What are we now? 18. 14 days. And my gym already sent me a happy birthday. It's not my birthday yet, but I'll take it. Sent me a free retro blends smoothie. No need to print anything. Redeem your reward when you spot on. So I already get a free smoothie. So I'm already getting birthday gifts. Now, if you want to send me a birthday gift, usually this is so rude, but some of you really enjoy the program and you want to send me a birthday gift. If you want to send me a happy birthday card, you can email me at yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com, and my team will send you the address where you can send the birthday card or the birthday greeting or even a gift. If you really enjoy the program and you want to celebrate my birthday, because the program is going to be on the 17th, and my birthday is on the 18th, and then my birthday bash is on the 21st, but my birthday weekend. And I promise you, we'll take a lot of pictures on the Facebook page and the Twitter page. 24, I'm getting old. So if you want to, just email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. I should have talked about this about hour and a half ago, but I didn't, so I'm going to speak about it now. yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com, and my team will send you the address, and you can get that birthday gift or birthday card to me. Or you can just do a simple tweet, whatever you want to do. Sound clip of wisdom time. It's time. It's a clip we play to end off the program, and it could give a conversation off the air, and you're able to take a message from this clip and talk about it with a family member, per se, a mom, a dad, a brother, a stepdaughter, your dog, someone close to you. We're going to be replaying a sound clip of wisdom, actually. We played a sound clip of wisdom in August, and we're going to play it again. It's called The Ones Who Do, and it's from the movie Jobs. Ashton Kutcher played Steve Jobs, that whole documentary on him, and how he started the company Apple and got kicked out by the stockholders, came back, and look where you see Apple is today. I mean, come on, I'm looking at Apple all around me. And it's a great clip, it's a very motivational clip. And and the idea of the clip is to show how, by listening to others who think they understand what you want to do, is not true. It's not the smart thing to do. The only person you should listen to is yourself, because God gave you a mind and God allows you to obtain information and create something with the mind he's given you. Here's the clip from Jobs, Ashton Kutcher, The Ones Who Do.
When you grow up, you tend to get told the world is the way that it is. Your life is just to live your life inside the world and try not to bash into the walls too much. But that's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is that everything around you that you call life was made up by people that are no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. It's to shake off this erroneous notion that life is just there and you're just going to live in it versus embrace it, change it, improve it, make your mark upon it. And once you learn that, you'll never be the same again.
So, what are we gonna do now?
We're gonna put a dent in the universe.
Here's to the crazy ones. The misfits. The rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, The ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules. And they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. What was that?
We have ignored them. We have ignored them. And the ones who are ignoring them are the ones who actually created it. We see amazing devices. We see amazing objects. I have to say, everything around this studio is pretty extraordinary. For the fact is, for someone to host a program from their own studio, they built themselves, and to allow it to air to many different places at once, it's pretty extraordinary. I was talking to a young man, first time listener of the program, and he said, interesting. It's not interesting, it's extraordinary. And what is extraordinary? Extraordinary is something special. It's something that we've seen, but something within it that we've never seen before. I feel that the United States of America and many companies is scared. Is scared of innovating something brand new. The reason why we are behind, the reason why we are not moving forward, is because we are scared to move forward. We created something, if it's a smartphone, a little device that you can search one word and get a variety of different answers. We created that, and we created it in different ways. But when we want to see something brand new, something that could change society, create a huge amount of revenue, bring one country back to what it once used to be, one of the greatest countries in the world, we sadly are scared to create that. Because we are being followed by what Ashton Kutcher said, by those when you're a kid who tell you this is what it is. The problem is those who finally innovate, those who change the status quo, end up becoming it without even knowing it. Now, I don't know if Steve Jobs, if he were alive today, would he, yesterday at the Apple conference, would he have come out and done something differently? I don't know. But to come out and say, well, here you go, here's a few little changes, and if you want extraordinary changes, changes that are special, changes that will make a difference, you have to wait another 13 months. We only live once. It's like what Ashton Kutcher just said. That's such a limited life. We have seen more and more of that. We've seen the United States, many companies, those who once innovated, if it's Mark Zuckerberg on Facebook or Bill Gates of Microsoft, have become this one person who feels that we can only do so much because it's what's best for business. And that's what it's come down to. Business is interfering with innovation. Where both of them, if coming together in a sequence-like setup, could really create huge differences. That's what I loved about this clip. Is this clip has shown us and reminded us what an innovator is, what a developer is, why we should not ignore them. And it also showed us, if you one day become to such high of a stage, if you get all the way up and you become the best, they stop ignoring you. They stop pushing you away. Don't forget where you came from and what you were made to do, what you decided to do, and become an innovator. Become someone who can make a difference. We are seeing the same old things coming out. Here's a phone with a little bit of this. And you see articles bragging how amazing it is. That's not amazing. If you go to other countries, you will be amazed on what you see. The technology coming out. Why? Because you have companies there who are accepting those who you might think is weird and you might think is not following the status quo, but they are following the status quo because it's a different one. One where innovators are not ignored and innovators don't forget where they come from and not afraid to bring out new products. We went from here's a product every 20 years to here's a product that looks a little bit different every now and then. And something big will come out in the next 6 years. We are seeing such a fast pace by our competitors, the United States competitors. And if you're a company who is listening to this program, you are seeing your competitors come out and giving that. We need to fix that. Stop giving me the same old phone. If you give us something different, we're going to buy it. We've seen it proven. We've seen something with extraordinary difference. If we've seen a product that's changed everything, a revolutionary product. We've seen that. Let's change it. Please. Why can't we? Believe me, I enjoy the products around me, but I would love to accept more. If it can help my business, if it can help my family, if it can help the New York Rangers win the Stanley Cup, why not? If it could help us communicate with each other, let's do that. We've seen the internet. We've seen cell phones. We've seen what we're capable of. Let's see more of that. And a lot more. Let's not be scared anymore. It's not about business sometimes. It's about what's best for the consumer. And without business context, the American people. I want to thank my mom, my dad, my brother. Love you. Thank you. I want to thank all my affiliates who air our program. And of course, if you're listening to us on replay, I want to thank the station to allow us to go on replay. Thanks. Really appreciate it. And I want to thank my crew, Howard Forrest, my phone screener, and Mary Claire Siniskalki, my producer, Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. And I want to thank you, the audience. You come every week, you're willing to listen, you're willing to be informed, and you're willing not to be left behind. And I promise you, you won't be this summer. I'll see you next Tuesday. Thanks, guys.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients.
Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.